Welcome, everybody, to episode 568 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. We're finally on the air. Gentlemen, how are you? Breakman, how are you? Break.
Wish I could be better than I am today, but mostly okay, weak.
Did we lose Break already? Breakman, we lost Breakman. Jesus Christ.
He's singing Goldfinger and he had to mute so he could sing.
Golly, man.
Get it out of his system.
How do we lose Break during the fucking intro, man? That's insane. Let's see if we can get a hold of Break again. What a start to the show already. So awesome. Breakman, are you here? It gives us a little cowbell. Yes.
He's probably fetching his harmonica.
I'm just having issues. I have issues.
Infinitely better than the harmonica, might I add, Breakman. I'd rather hear cowbell any day of the week. How was your week, Break?
You mean better than this?
Jesus Christ! Am I going to have to hang up on you, man? I mean, I'm on edge already. I don't need the aggravation. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you hang up on me?
All right.
So if they made a harmonica slime in Dragon Quest, you wouldn't play it.
Oh, dear Lord. How dare you,
Eric? Are you kidding me? He would seek it out just to kill it.
Exactly. I would. Yeah, exactly.
He would farm the little fucker, even if it just gave herbs. I don't give a shit. I'm farming this bitch.
One gold? I'm fucking farming that shit, man. Fuck yeah.
Let's kill all the harmonica slimes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That'd be my worst fucking nightmare. Like, to make a Dragon Quest games full of Dragon Quest game full of harmonicas. Jesus Christ, you guys suck. All right, let's get started with the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, let's get done with this news cycle sooner than later.
Okay. From RPG site, we've got a game called Virgo versus the Zodiac. And Dedicated Games has announced that said game will release for PC via Steam on December 12th, 2019. I need to look into this. But I want to ask them if they're console plans, because I'd rather play it on a console. But developed by Munana, it's a pixel art turn-based RPG inspired by Mario and Luigi and Mother series, where you play as Virgo, the Holy Queen, although they may not be quite as heroic as they seem. The game features a timing-based combat system where attacks and defenses can be bolstered through timing actions during battle. Interestingly, the game does not have random encounters, and all fights are unique.
Hey, Eric, is there any truth to the rumor that the developer Munana has a parent company called Punani?
No.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
Me and Frank were hoping that was true, not just a rumor.
I know. It really was. But anyways, what else about Virgo versus the Zodiac, Eric?
It looks neat.
It does.
I saw the trailer.
It does look good. I'm not able to show video yet. I'm still waiting on a patch for OBS so that way I can bring you guys video. But it's a pixel art type game, Eric? It looks like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks good.
It looks like it's using some kind of code in the game that lets it detect what controller you're using in, and then it puts out the proper icons for it.
Hmm. Interesting. Looks good.
Because I saw X being representative as the X you'd see on a PlayStation controller.
Okay. You want to go over the features of the game, Eric, or you just want to move on?
It has, other than the ones that I've already said, but it has a focus with exploration and multiple endings. And you can get backstories of all the Zodiacs. And you can either take the dangerous route and fight off space reptiles in an optional filled shoot 'em up minigame, and there are riding alpacas.
I'm in.
I don't know, Frank. I feel like they've alienated a lot of their potential buyers, because this is Virgo versus everybody else, you know.
Oh.
So if you're in a different astrological sign, this game's just waged war on you.
I think that's why they brought in the alpacas. Break, man. I mean, seriously. I mean,
If but we all know astrology is the only true thing.
I mean, right? just think of this.
We can't put chocobos in this game. What are we gonna do? We're gonna put alpacas instead.
Break. Just think of this. Think of this game without alpacas. Would you be more or less inclined to play it?
I wasn't inclined to. No, it's ridiculous. I protest. This is whatever I am.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on.
As an avid astrologist.
Yeah. Exactly. Because astrology is real, y'all. You know.
I know. All right. It's end all be all. There's nothing else.
Yep. Speaking of astrology, next story break, man.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Pathfinder: Wrath of the Righteous, announced by Owlcat Games. Okay, well, they announced the game, so there you go. After a short social media campaign teasing new information, Owlcat Games announced Pathfinder: Wrath of the Righteous, via their Twitter account as a follow-up to 2018's Pathfinder Kingmaker. Just as how Kingmaker was based on one of the tabletop RPG's adventure paths, also titled Kingmaker, the same is true here. Wrath of the Righteous originally ran between 2013 and 2014. There's been an update. Owlcat has posted the game's first details on their website. News post confirmed that Chris Avalone has returned to assist the studio's narrative team as he did with Pathfinder Kingmaker, and creative director Alexander Mishulin and lead writer Alexander Komslov also reprised their position. I probably butchered that. I apologize. Their position to the post also describes Wrath of the Righteous mythic system, which affects the powers of both the player character and their companions, as well as changes the storyline of the game. Two examples given are an undead summoning a mortal witch and an angel that summons celestial allies. Wrath of the Righteous will also adapt to the tabletop game's witch and oracle classes. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's kind of a neat little touch to the game. I guess the biggest thing that I took from this story is that Breakman has other names that he can't pronounce other than Japanese. So there you go. So
I guess Russian isn't like that to me. Looks Russian or Eastern Europe or Western European.
Nice,
I know Eastern European.
Nice save there. Nice save there, break man. Anything else on this break before we move on?
No. I don't want to butcher. I don't want to dig my grave any deeper. Just move on.
All right. See, that now I have the privilege of reading a news story that probably doesn't have any names that I can butcher. So this comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance Tactics. Launches on February 4th, 2020 for consoles and PC, and that's the story. And I can say it looks, from the trailer that I saw, it looks good. So, you know, there you go. I mean, if you like, if you like Dark Crystal and are into the Netflix series, I have not had a chance to watch it, but I was a fan of Dark Crystal back in the day. Looks good. So it's a strategy RPG, which I don't like. You never seen the Dark?
I'm sorry.
Oh Jesus Christ! You're exiled. The hell's wrong with you, Breakman? You've never seen Dark Crystal?
No.
Oh Jesus! What is this world coming to, man?
I love Muppets and stuff, shit like that. I always love that stuff. I just never saw Dark Crystal.
It's fucking Jim Henson, man. Come on.
No, I don't know how I didn't see it.
Oh God. Well, you have homework now, Break. Eric,
I don't really like watching old movies now because I feel like so much stuff has happened between now and then. I'm always disappointed.
Yeah. You know? I don't think you can be disappointed in almost anything Jim Henson ever did, man. Look at Labyrinth. Labyrinth kind of holds up, man. Dark Crystal holds up fairly well, I would say, anyways. But, all right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is about Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire Ultimate Edition, aka the console releases. It'll be launching on January 28th, and it'll include all of the major updates and expansions that have been added to the game since launch in 2018. And that's all there really is to it.
Bernie is in chat now. What's up, Bernie? Isn't there already a Pillars of Eternity 2 Eric? Wait, isn't that already?
Yeah, on PC. It hasn't released on consoles at all.
What the hell am I? Oh, I'm thinking of Divinity. Divinity, yeah. Original Sin. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think I have Pillars of Eternity 1, and it's pretty damn good. So more goodness I'm expecting from these guys. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3 is coming to Nintendo Switch in spring of 2020. That's pretty awesome. A demo of the game will be available at launch. I don't understand why you do that. I mean, you should get the demo out before to get people excited for it and maybe, you know, pre-ordering your game, but whatever. The Switch port will run at a locked 720p resolution and 30 frames per second in both docked and undocked modes, and it will launch with both special editions of the game available. All versions include the standard edition, will include the DLC items found within the game. Okay.
I'm going to call horseshit on this. And I'll tell you why.
Yeah, if you want to watch The Dark Crystal, it's on Netflix along with the new series.
Oh, it is? Go. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I honestly think they could pull off 1080p at 30 frames per second on the Switch. And I'll tell you why. I was watching, especially a game like this. Like, I'm looking at the visuals, and it should be no problem for the Switch.
Well,
but
is it the same in docked mode and undocked mode?
I don't know, Frank. It's really hard to do 60 FPS on the Switch as it is, unless the game's been optimized
for it. I'm not saying 60 FPS.
Recording a game is just out of the question. So.
Well, look, 1080p.
There is gonna be a visual downgrade, but I hope they learned from whatever it is that Squaresoft's team did with Dragon Quest XI, and it's not too much of a downgrade.
I think it's possible, because I watched a Digital Foundry breakdown on Alien Isolation on the Switch, and for all intents and purposes, it looks better on the Switch than it does even the PS4. So if they can do that with a game like Alien Isolation.
Yeah, but like, it was an Alien Isolation released somewhere before the middle of the PlayStation 4's life.
Yes, Eric, but it was right at the end of PS3 on into PS4. But I'm saying, if you can do a...
Yeah, because I think Alien Isolation was also on the PS3.
But check this out. Alien Isolation looks better than Trails of Cold Steel. And it has more... way more visually, you know, contextually than Trails of Cold Steel. So 1080p should not have been a problem for...
It probably came to the fact that doing it in 1080p ruined the frame rate. So they probably want to keep the frame rate consistent.
Ruin the frame rate how? They could have pulled off 30 FPS. I'm not saying...
Because the longer you go in a higher resolution, the harder it gets to perform at a consistent rate.
Look, if you gave me 1080p with a fairly consistent 30 frames per second, I don't think I'd complain too much. Although you guys know how I feel about 60 frames per second. I think 30 frames per second, 1080p.
Well, to be fair, I mean, the original release of Cold Steel 3 had issues even on the PS4 with frame rate. So. Yeah. I can imagine it being even worse on the Switch, unless they did this.
Is there a frame rate difference between when it's undocked and when it's docked?
For this game, no.
No.
I'm saying in general. Like, is there a power differential?
I don't think so.
Sometimes, but not always.
Honestly, every game I've ever played docked or undocked, which is very limited. I have Mario.
Some games prefer better undocked. Some games prefer better in docked mode.
Yeah, but for the most part, it's fairly... The only thing that takes a hit is when you go into docked mode. I think, like, sometimes you'll notice, like, visual differences. But undocked, like, it's always solidly... It always looks really good because of the screen. And the frame rate... Undocked, I don't think I've ever had a problem at all with frame rate on any game that I've ever played on the Switch. So it's weird. It's a powerful system. People don't give it as much credit as what it does, as what it is, but it's definitely not as powerful as a PS4 or Xbox One X for sure. But I don't know. It's the system that could, in my view. Like, I don't give the Switch enough credit, man. Like, it's definitely capable of doing quite amazing things, and you know, so I don't know. I cannot deny that the Switch is a great system. It's you know, I don't play a lot of it. I play mostly PS4, but I know the difference between the PS4 and the Xbox One X, and it's fairly significant, most games visually. But I was taking a look at, like, games on the Switch, and, you know, I think we're at the point where visuals are kind of a non-factor almost anywhere you go. So,
you know, I might sell my PS4 copy just to help pay the price for the Thor's Academy Edition, which is still $100.
Oof. That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's all the stuff the PS4 version did. And I have a digital version of the game because I did a review for it. Yeah. So I don't need the PS4 version anymore.
Well, then sell it, man, for sure. All right, let's see. Who's next? I believe it's Eric.
Unless we want to talk about what's in the Thor's Edition again.
No. Before we move on. I think we'll move on.
But, there's a game coming out, and it's called Broken Lines, and it's an alternate history World War II tactical RPG. Hopefully it'll be better than that one Darkness game. I forget what it was called.
Oh, like Wolf, what was it?
The Werewolf one.
Yeah, it was something. Oh, what the fuck? That game was terrible, man. It was on, wasn't it on the Xbox, Eric?
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. That game was awful. I wish Dungeon was in chat because he would let us know. But, anyways, tell us a little bit about this game, Eric.
It says your squad has crash landed behind enemy lines in the heart of an alternate history Eastern Europe. No intel leadership to support them. These soldiers must fight their way back home before the horrors of war break them. Teamwork and strategy are paramount. Each soldier has their own personality and ideas on what needs to happen next. Some want to investigate what caused the crash that left him in hostile territory. Others want to lay low and wait for rescue. There are even whispers of desertion. And you are apparently the unseen hand that guides this ragtag group of soldiers to safety and possible rescue. And this is combat is similar to that of a turn-based tactical RPG. Soldiers move only when the action phase starts. So you make all your decisions before, and then they do it. So it's kind of like Dragon Quest in that respect.
Yeah, yeah. I have a soft spot for World War II games, just not tactical.
But it says, like, whenever new enemies and hazards appear, the game will pause to let you plan your next reaction.
Okay, so sort of like I'm kind of getting like a you know how, like, what was it, KOTOR, where it kind of paused?
Yeah,
that sounds okay. Like, I wouldn't mind, I guess, playing a tactical game like that. I mean, I think that's a little bit easier than, you know, just straight up tactics. I know Break is big on the tactics, but alternate history World War II.
I want to know, like, how is it alternative? Like, give us more details. Stop saying just alternative and tell us how it's different.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
You're fighting aliens. That's how it's different. No, I don't know.
Oh, so it's Killzone, then.
Right, Killzone. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. You're fighting zombies like Wolfenstein. You know, yeah. Like, what's your alternative history? Give us a...
Killer Clowns from Outer Space alternative history.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Like, one of the bosses is one of the killer clowns from Outer Space. That'd be
yeah, the whole game's normal and there's this one boss.
Yeah, the whole game, just the one boss is like a killer clown. That'd be pretty fun.
Everybody would be really confused. What the fuck is going on here? Did I just get eaten? What the shit is going on here?
Exactly. Speaking of confusion, break
the game comes... Oh. The Steam and Nintendo Switch.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, Breakman, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Fairy Tail launches on March 19, 2020 for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC. A new character trailer for the people who can't see it because they're not here. Is this game going to be as pervy as the TV show? I do not know.
I haven't watched the TV show yet, but...
It's good, though. I really like it. Toei Kebco has announced Fairy Tail will launch on March 19, 2020.
I need to at least get halfway because apparently that's where the game starts.
A new trailer has been posted introducing recently revealed characters Sheria, Kagura, Ichiya, Sting, and Rogue. A couple of bonuses have also been confirmed and outlined for the West. Early purchases and a new costume will be evolved for Urza. The design has not yet been revealed. Digital Deluxe Edition will be available and contain a Great Magic Games costume set for the characters, a bonus Lacrima set, magic crystals in the Fairy Tail universe, and a bonus costume for Lucy based on Rizza's outfit and Atelier Rizza.
Yeah, there you go. It looks standard turn-based RPG fare, so this is good news, not bad news. I think that's cool.
Considering the type of show it is, that probably works best that way.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, anything else on that break? All right, I get the distinction of doing the last story coming to us from Silicon Era. Visual novel Bakuten, Why I Became an Angel by Go Nippon Devs finally releases in English.
So this how many episodes the show is? It's 328, which puts it just a little bit over Dragon Ball Z.
Wow. So yeah, Bakuten, Why I Became an Angel by Go. Jesus Christ. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. Okay, so yeah, December 9th, so it's coming out in like 2 weeks, December 19th this year, so that's cool.
Well, are you going to tell us why you became an angel, Frank, or what?
I ain't no angel, man, that's for sure. The go-go, Bernie says, yeah, that's a reference.
Okay, she doesn't look like no innocent angel from what I'm seeing,
titties hanging out everywhere.
I think we've been lied to here.
I think so too, man. Is this what is this, Eric? A visual novel? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Are you familiar with this, Eric, at all? If anybody's going to be familiar.
No.
Yeah. So I didn't get a chance.
I know what Go Nippon is, but I think I have it on Steam. But
why did you become an angel, Eric?
Angel.
It doesn't say whether or not there's erotic content in it, but
well, I would assume not. I mean, if it's
coming because it's coming to Steam, so it's probably an all ages thing.
Yeah.
Then why waste your time with it?
I agree.
I meant, sorry.
Breakman, why did you become an angel? By Go.
A what now?
I'm just saying the title of the thing, man. That's all.
Because all the angels are hot, right?
You know, it's funny. Like, anytime you see a female angel, like, in pop culture or in movies or in anything, it's never, like, this big, gnarly, fat dude or anything. It's always this voluptuous, hot chick that's scantily clad, which, you know, I'm okay with.
Or your androgynous don't have genitals like they did in Dogma.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, that is
That would suck.
I know. That's the news, guys. We do.
I mean, if you're the type of person that didn't have a sexual drive, it wouldn't matter anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to.
I don't think so, homie. Don't play that.
Homie discounts, everybody. I know the PlayStation has a huge year's end sale. I think it's even bigger than the Black Friday sale they had. They have a bunch of games under $5. I think I saw Dragon Quest Inquisition on there. It's too numerous to list.
Wait, there's a Dragon Quest Inquisition now?
Yeah, and it's good. It's good. Dragon Quest Inquisition is good. How dare you? Let's see, what else? There's a bunch of games under $5. I my mind is drawn a blank now. I had a slew of them. I didn't see much on Xbox or Nintendo worth mentioning, so that's about it. PlayStation's where it's at for sale, for sure. So
how long is the sale going to go? Is it going to go beyond the new year? I think at least a week?
I think it's going to be at least a week, probably two, because I think they'll parlay that into what they did last year, where they did a different sale every week, Eric. Like, you remember last year was like, I mean, they had sale after sale, but they rotated the games, and it was actually really, really cool the way that they did it last year. So, you know, just keep an eye on that. There's no, I mean,
I might get a few of the cheap ones for now.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, yeah.
Parappa the Rapper Remastered is $5.
Yeah.
Or just under $5. Life is Strange Before the Storm is under $4.
Yeah.
And yeah. Locke's Quest is also $4.
Yeah, there's lots of good stuff on there for sure. So
I wish Locke's Quest had been ported to Switch.
Yeah, I know. All right, Breakman, do you have anything in your segment? Should I play your intro?
No.
All right. You guys got to send Breakman questions, man. This is ridiculous. He never gets questions. Poor Breakman. Why does he even play the cow? Why do you play the cowbell for these people, Breakman? I don't understand. Well, you're so...
Wait, what is the Go-Go that Bernie's talking about the same as the Pokemon?
No. There's a song by...
Is it like the Go-Go Power Rangers?
No, it's a song by Ghost. What do they call it? The Go-Goat, I think.
The Go-Goat.
Yeah, the Go-Goat. It's actually a fun song, but...
Yeah, although the Go-Goat was one of my favorite Pokemon from Gen 5 because it was called Go-Goat.
Yeah, did they get rid of it in Sword and Shield?
I'm pretty sure it's not in there.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
But
so,
there's lots of other good Pokemon in that game, so who cares?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's your opinion, man. Okay. Let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds want to know.
Inquiring Minds want to know what you've been playing, Breakman.
I played a little as the Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
And the only reason I bring it up is because I actually survived a couple times now.
Wow.
Teabag the 13th.
You can teabag?
Teabag the 13th.
I'm kidding, I know.
Wow, that's...
You didn't play Halo Reach because it's finally out?
I've played a little ODST, but I was playing Halo 5 mostly because they had, over the weekend, they had the Warzone Turbo. Which means they unlock all of the power weapons and stuff, all you've accumulated, you can just start out with.
Huh. That's
so
nice.
People are running out with power weapons like right away, and it's just insanity, and I love it.
That's cool. That's
kind of like Gears and everybody pulling a shotgun out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are a lot of different power weapons in Halo, so it's not just like everybody has a shotgun. But like, they power weapons, really, they have different... Every version of a gun has one that's pretty strong, but I mean, it lets you get out everything. So all
your Gears 5's multiplayer is better than the previous one so far because people aren't just doing shotguns anymore.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
good.
I've heard good things about the new Gears. Yes.
Yeah. Fuck multiplayer though. So, anyways, what else have you been playing?
So and yeah, like I said, I survive a couple games. And
That's an accomplishment.
I kill people sometimes is Jason. It's pretty fun.
You know, one time I was playing Friday the 13th with Freak, who's not in chat for some weird reason. But, you know, I was on his team and stuff, and we're watching. And I got killed real easily because I suck at that game. But
right.
You can spectate. Like, you can, you know, look at other people.
Right.
And... It got down to Jason and one other counselor, and the counselor was just running circles around Jason. It was one of the funniest things I think I've ever seen. It's
real yeah, funny. That actually similar happened to me. There was a guy like there was, you know, how you, if you survive.
So
20
what did they do? Get Jason five. Stoned or something?
Anyways, what break?
No, what this guy did with me was he just kept running, like jumping in the house and then jumping out and jumping in. Like mm-hmm, anytime mm-hmm. I'd get close to the windows or go inside, like he was just. I couldn't get to him.
You got
to
get better at throwing knives, I learned.
I ran out of all my throwing knives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you have knives, you can, and you're Jason and you're good at aiming, you can get somebody like one or two times and it slows them down to where you can get them and it's all.
Yeah, I mean, I had to do that with a few of them because that's what all the people who know what they're doing really do. Like, they just duck in and out of houses.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to hit somebody, you gotta be able to hit them through a window with a throwing knife for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
That was out.
Yep. Either that or you can use your powers too. Like, I know the rage power, like where you can go through walls, works really well. And the one where you like project in front of people and grab them, like right after you get out of the, you know, that thing is, it's pretty cool. I don't know. They had some pretty good ideas with that video game. It's a shame that it's caught up in litigation. They can't do any more with it, but Whatever.
That sucks.
Yeah. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
The normal phone games, South Park, Final Fantasy, and I've got a full phone, so I can't really even play anything else at this point.
Yeah.
So it'll be those forever.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Eric, what have you been playing?
I've been playing, let's see, just more of London Detective Mysteria, and I played a little bit more Dragon Quest XI. I beat the post-game. I'm doing a little extra post-game stuff because there's a little extra quests you can do that involve, like, doing events that are based on the previous Dragon Quest games, and then once you complete all those quests, you unlock a new area in the game in 2D mode, and you can basically fight the final boss in 2D mode, and I don't know what happens after that, but I want to find out.
There you go. That's kind of cool. That's
Might be like a third ending, so.
Huh. Interesting. Anything else, Eric?
I played a little bit of Bloodstained on the Switch just to see what it's like with the patch.
I'm curious, Eric. Did you get Bloodstained on PS4 at all or no?
I did.
Okay, so you bought them both.
So I got the Switch version because that's the version I backed, and then I bought the PS4 version, and I have a PC version because I got a code for review for that. So.
Oh, okay. All right. I was just curious.
And I don't even need to buy the Xbox One version because I could just pick up Game Pass and play it there instead.
Yeah, there you go.
Although I probably won't, but...
Yeah. Okay. Played a little bit of MPQ, of course. I beat all the scenarios in 999, the nonary games. So I'll be moving on to Virtue's Last Reward at some point. I just started Spider-Man because I had to... What did they ship on the Spider-Man disc? Because I had to download like a 20-gig patch or something. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's a...
They shipped the DLC, but that doesn't include the patches.
No. The DLC is separate. There was a... Okay, the DLC itself was only 3 chapters. Like it was like 2 gigs each, so a total of 6. But there was a patch. I think it was almost 19 gigabytes.
Yeah, that's... Big patches are like a thing that just happens.
I understand, but goddamn, really? 19 gigabytes? That's like the half of the game.
It's because they're all on these tight release schedules, and they don't get to finish their games for the most part. They don't get to really truly play test them. I mean, the early adapters are the play testers.
Yeah, I understand, but it's what? Almost 2 years out? And they're going to...
No, it came out like a year ago.
Over a year ago, Eric. And the Game of the Year edition comes out, and day one you have to do a 19-gig patch.
Yeah, it's like they didn't bother including it in the disc.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, I have limits on my...
I mean, like, the only way I can see it that working out that way is because the patch was being worked on while they were getting it put together, and they couldn't... They could have delayed the release and then done it later, but they didn't.
Yeah, no, I understand that, Eric, but they had plenty of time. Like, plenty of time to... I think didn't this game release last year, Eric? Like, 2018? Like,
yeah, in September.
Yeah, so they had plenty of time between now and then to get their shit together. Like, honestly, I understand the deal, like, sending the... code for the DLC in with it. That's I'm okay with that, but a fucking 19 gig patch day one. I'm like, and people wonder why people are concerned with data caps. This is the reason why. Like, seriously, like I know that you get like what 1 terabyte a month or some bullshit with Comcast, but I've come up against the end of that like several times and went over a couple, and they're not nice when you go over that data cap. So. It's fucking bullshit, man. I don't know, man. 19 gig.
Yeah, on apparently, a gig. Google Stadia streaming is good, but only if you live in a city with fiber optics.
Yeah, no.
I live in a city with fiber optics, but they don't have it for the entirety of the city.
Yeah, same here.
Including my fucking neighborhood.
So it's not just being in a good city, it's being in the right part of the city.
Yeah, meaning like the rich area of town, probably, I'm guessing, because I don't have it here, so...
Exactly. I don't have it here either. So, yep. You're right. I'm with you. The rich people get it.
But on the plus side, like, I can't...
Spectrum offers like a fiber optics plan, but it's for companies and it's like expensive. So no.
Yeah. Breakman, do you have a review this week? I didn't see anything on the doc. I was just wondering if.
Oh God, no.
Okay. Then let's move on to a segment that we haven't played for a little while here. All right. Does anybody else have a heiscapade before I get into mine?
No. It was so funny, I forgot.
Yeah, you must have been high, man. Okay. I'm going to start with the first little story, and it was about Bernie. Bernie's really cute in general, but we were watching, I don't know if we were watching a movie or a series or something, but there was we both partake that day, but there was a kid in the movie, and the kid to me looked oddly familiar, and I couldn't figure it out. So I turned to Bernie and I was like, "Do you know this kid from any movie or anything?" Or, you know, it was something like that. You know, I was just kind of asking about this kid because I'd seen him before. He looked familiar. And Bernie was like, "Oh yeah, that's the one kid from those cute little karate movies." And I'm like, "Cute little karate movies? First of all, what movie are you? You're not talking Karate Kid, are you?" Like, no, she was thinking of something different, but all in all, we could not figure it out for the life of me, like, what these cute little karate
Surf
movies.
Ninjas?
Yeah.
Three ninjas? I like the three ninjas, the first ninja
I have kid. No idea, and to this day, we both have no fucking clue, Breakman.
Surf Ninjas was a terrible movie. There was one really good sight joke in the movie, but it was terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get to my second one, and it's too bad I don't have video, but Bernie was very gracious in putting the Instagram post from Josh Brolin. Apparently, there's this new thing going around called perineum sunning. And for people who don't know what a perineum is, it's your taint, or as it's like the technical term is the space between a man's testicle sac or scrotum and his butthole, the taint, right? So, or for a woman, it's from like, you know, the edge of the vagina to the butthole, like that little area. That's the perineum. And so there's this whole thing going around. It's like this big craze where you're sunning your taint. So you're sitting out there, and you guys can look at the, if you're in chat, click on the link that Bernie put in there. But it's basically, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but he or she is laying down, legs spread wide open to the sun, suntanning her butt hole or his butt hole.
Have fun when it gets burned.
Hold on. Hold for it, Eric. Hold for it. Because apparently Joss Brolin did this, and if people don't know who Joss Brolin is, he was Thanos in the Infinity Saga, Cable in Deadpool, and he was in No Country for Old Men. He's been in a lot of movies, right?
Imagine how much better Endgame would have been if they killed Thanos with something.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know where the post is, though, Birdie. Give me the post where Joss Brolin is talking, but basically... Brolin.
I mean, they defeated the Juggernaut with electrocution up the ass. So
yeah, exactly.
It's true.
So Josh Brolin did this, and he's like, he referred. I guess the funniest thing about his post, because I don't have the post in front of me, was that he sunburned. Oh, here we go. Here it is. It is here. I'm going to read this to you verbatim. He says, tried this perineum sunning that I've been hearing about, and my suggestion is do not, in capital letters, do it as long as I did. My, quote, pucker hole is crazy burned. Hold on. And I was going to spend the day shopping with my family, and instead, I'm icing and...
Oh shit!
I'm icing and using aloe, and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. Let's see. I don't know who the fuck thought of this stupid shit, but fuck you nonetheless. Seriously. Hashtag Black Hole Friday. Hashtag Black Hole Sun. Hashtag Severe Perineum Burns. Hashtag Santa Monica Fire Department. And hashtag Asshole Care. So, word from Josh Brolin. Don't sunburn your asshole.
Nobody's ever accused actors of being smart.
Exactly.
Like, that's exactly one of those things that you hear about, and you're like, no, people don't do that. Really? Like, no. You made that. That's an urban legend. And then somebody comes into the hospital like, Dr. Hugger, burn myself. Where?
Yeah, exactly.
My taint. You're exactly. Where did you burn yourself? My taint.
You like?
You say you burnt your taint?
Can you imagine going to the hospital for that, man? Like, that'd be so stupid. All right, let's move on, guys, to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
I want to say my stinko of the week is my butthole is burned. No, just kidding. I did not do the perineum sunning. Breakman, you go first.
I've got two, but one of them actually is part leads into my sweeto, so I'll do the one and we can come back to me.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I know you've heard of this company. I don't know if Eric has, but because they advertise a lot during like football and basketball games, but the company Peloton.
I thought you were going to say perineum tanning. That's what I
thought. Yeah, that's not familiar to me.
Okay, yeah, well, they put out an advertisement, I guess last week or something like that, showing a wife finding for her Christmas present an exercise bike. and the commercial tracked her year-long struggle of losing weight.
Yes.
She lost, I believe it was 5 pounds over the entire year because the woman was already rail thin. and it was basically like a commercial that was – it looked like it was made in like the 50s or 60s for the most part, you know? Like, men, buy your wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas type shit.
That's some horrible crap.
Yeah, it
like,
was bad.
But to make matters worse, upon like realizing there was so much backlash – Peloton, and I was trying to find their apology. I wish I could find her apology right now. But they basically said we're sorry that people misunderstand our ad.
Oh boy.
But we've gotten great feedback and we'll be continuing to use the ad. Basically.
Oh boy. Great feedback.
So
really?
They doubled down on commercial.
In other words, we don't have a marketing budget, so it's staying the same whether you guys like it or not. So there you go. I did see that commercial, Break Man. It was pretty awful. It's like basically fat shaming a woman, like oh, look what I got you, you know, and then she's like struggling the whole year on the damn bike. And
I know, like this whole like struggle of her losing so much weight, and it was like 5 pounds because this woman was thin to begin with.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I get the struggle for some people who want to lose weight, and a lot of people have like that 5 pounds they want to lose. But yeah. Just this whole like, you know, tell your wife she's fat for Christmas type thing is bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, let me doubling down on it's even
ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and I'll tell you why. It was about 3 years ago or so. It was about three and a half years ago, my biggest weight ever. I weighed like 225 and I was like, you know what, enough is enough. And I got down to 147 and I was 2 pounds away from my goal. And that 2 pounds was fucking hell. So when you're thin, 2 to 5 pounds is a big fucking deal. Like that's a lot of weight to lose when you're down that much. So yeah, it's it was not good, man. That is definitely a stinko. All right, we need to get back to you, right, Breakman?
Yes.
Okay, Eric, you didn't have a stinko listed. Do you have a stinko?
No, other than getting a little sick today.
Oh, yeah. You had a little stomach bug or something. Mm. Mine is perineum sunning. No, just kidding. More obstruction from the Cheeto. Apparently, they're not going to testify, which I didn't. I mean, here's the thing about Trump, right? We talk about Trump almost every week.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
He blatantly obstructs justice and, you know, investigations, everything else.
But
and yet still people support him. I don't understand.
Here's why I don't understand why people still support this guy, Brake. And it's not because he's vulgar or racist, because we have racist people in this country and they're always going to be racist. But the thing that that strikes me as weird is this guy always talks a big game, right? He's like, oh, right. I want to testify. I'm going to testify. I'm going to send people. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then when it comes down to it, he never does it. He never does it. And he fights things all the way. So if your taxes are in proper order, why would you care that the fucking Congress sees them? You know, I mean, I've never been afraid of you know, anything like that. If somebody said, let me see your taxes, I'd be like, sure, I ain't got nothing to hide. You know, I mean, it's kind of private, you know, how much money
people,
I make.
Some people like to use the excuse, but it's the principle of the thing. Sometimes the principle doesn't mean squat.
Yeah. But I guess my big point from this is that he's just a piece of shit. And I think the majority of the country, I think it's 51% of the country now, want him removed from office. And I think that number is going to get about probably 60 or 70 by the time the Senate votes on it. So it's almost time to whether we know if we have a true democracy or if we have an authoritarian regime, for sure.
I don't think there's, you know, there's any chance these brain dead morons, these people that are in the pockets of big money, and I guess they're in Trump's pockets in some way, for whatever reason.
That's the thing I don't get either, Brake Man, because I don't have any inside sources, but I have people that I rely on to tell me stuff, and the things that they're saying is that nobody really likes Trump. They're just going along because party, you know, right? Party lines. But yeah. I think at some point that there's got to be some principled Republican somewhere. I don't know. I keep holding
that. That's the thing. Like there are, because the people that they're coming out and testifying are Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
These are people that were working in his administration coming out and saying, like, this guy's dirt. And it's just the thing is, the people in the Senate, the Republicans in the Senate, for whatever reason,
they're afraid.
Are beholden to him in some way.
I mean, you got the Democrats that don't know their ass from their elbow.
Is it a possibility?
Do anything to save their life.
Is it a possibility that Trump does have dirt on a lot of these Republicans, Brake? Like, it actual dirt?
I mean, look at how quickly Lindsey Graham changed his tune on what was going on in Turkey.
Yeah.
Like, he's blasting, like, this is the worst thing ever, and then he went out to had a meeting with Trump, and the next day he was saying, this is the greatest thing ever, he's the smartest man I've ever met. You know,
yeah,
that was the biggest 180 we've ever seen in politics. You know, it's insane.
If you look at people like Devin Nunes,
and obviously he was right the first time when he said it was a travesty, because, you know, innocent civilians being murdered because of Trump.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming to an end one way or another, Brake Man, because that'll lead into my sweeto, but I don't want to talk about it just yet. But my other stinko is Nikki Haley. All right, she. What is her? What is she? Is she like the Secretary of Defense or something? I don't even know what the fuck her title is anymore. Like, anyways, she's high up in the administration, but she had an interview where she said that. I'm kind of paraphrasing. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on, I had it on my phone here, but let's see. I don't want to say anything that I shouldn't say to make somebody look bad, because they do it on their own. But she said that she says the Confederate flag was about service, sacrifice, and heritage until Dylann Roof, quote, hijacked it. So that's Nikki Haley, everybody. Everybody was thinking she was a principled Republican, and she was, you know, she was in the administration to kind of oppose Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I call horseshit on it. She's part of the whole fucking mess. Nikki Haley's a piece of shit, and I knew this from long ago. But anybody defending the Confederate flag can go fuck themselves. You know, right. I mean, seriously. So, anyways,
there's nobody left in that administration with any decency whatsoever.
No, there isn't at all. And I'm firmly in the belief that if you don't regret your Trump vote, then you're pretty much a piece of shit too. Fuck off. I really don't give
I think some of them have just completely turned off. They are not listening to the evidence at all.
Yeah, too, I agree.
You know? Like they just do not want to know. Like they don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe it.
Yeah.
And they said they refuse to. They're like, well, I don't have to watch
yep,
this.
Yep, exactly. Which leads us to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Wait, I want another one.
Week. Yeah, you said it leads into your Sweeto. So what's the stinko that leads into your Sweeto?
Yeah, I didn't want you to play that before this stinko because yesterday evening. Well, let me start back a long time ago. You know, I've been in fights before. I've had the teeth punched out. Mm-hmm. I've fallen. I've hurt myself. I've had knocked teeth out like that, goofing off, and
you ever had a like burnt that. Asshole?
No, I've never burnt my asshole. I can say that for certain. Yeah, that one I know for sure I've never done. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so, you know, I've, in various ways I've lost teeth before over the years and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So last night I lost half of my tooth to a corn on the cob.
Was it, like, still frozen in ice or something?
No.
How did – what? A corn no. on the cob.
Yeah, I went to go to the dentist. Yeah, at least I kept the piece, thank God. But I had to go to the dentist, and I need a root canal.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah.
Eww. Not fun, man. Not
and
fun.
And crowns. Like, it's just in bad shape, so.
Jesus Christ, man. That sucks so bad. I've had a crown, man. I know what you're feeling, man. Fuck. So what's your Sweeto? You said it leads into your Sweeto.
Yes, it leads into my Sweeto because I went there and we were talking about prices and stuff like that and just what we're going to do. And, you know, I'm like, oh, wow, this much right now? Like my insurance is only going to cover so much because it's already at the limit for the end of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Okay, so I'm going to have to really wait until next year before I can do anything, you're saying? Well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So for free, they since I actually kept the piece of the tooth, I didn't know they could do this, but I kept it just in case they could do something like this.
Mm-hmm.
They glued it back into place.
What? Like with what? Super glue and shit?
No, they've got enamel glue for teeth, but it's only a temporary fix is the thing.
Oh, I got you. So that way you could wait till next year so that more could be covered.
Yeah, without a giant hole in my face.
Yeah. Exactly. Well,
other
that's
than,
cool.
You know, the mouth. Or
what was it, like a front tooth?
Yes, or... it was on the front
tooth. Oh, my God. That's even worse, Breakman. Yeah. Oh. Well, good. I'm glad. And you know what I would do? I'd fucking super glue that fucking thing if it came out all the way up until next year, dude. Like, honestly. That's what I would
like,
do.
Yeah, like, I'm going to have to eat on the sides of my mouth. I'm probably going to be eating, like, soft food just to be safe, you know?
I wouldn't blame you, dude.
Because he said, like, this is only a temporary fix. I can't guarantee how long this could stay. I mean, something could happen. It could fall off tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that, man. Hopefully, you know. But like I said, just super glue, dude, till next year, man, honestly. I had a crown, and I put super glue. I know they say don't do it, but what the fuck else am I going to do without insurance? Just walk around with fucking cap, you know, that's loose? Fuck that.
Yeah. And I mean, the way the insurance is set up now, like, there's a limit on how much you can spend for a year and shit like that. And it's just, oh, so you'll cover this and this. Oh, you're not going to cover the root canal? Are you fucking kidding me?
You know, that's funny that you say that, Breakman, because that leads into my Sweeto of the week. And it has to do with Bernie Sanders. And part of Bernie Sanders' platform, of course, I've talked about it ad nauseum here before, is Medicare for All, which includes, guess what, Breakman? Dental and optical, so nobody ever has to worry about any of that shit ever again, which is the way
the prices of dental are just insane.
They are. It's crazy.
Completely outrageous. It's like the prices for taking care of your pet. Like they can they can charge you whatever they want for the most part, and they go ahead and do that.
Yeah. Lurks is in chat. What's up, Lurks? Lurks has a channel. Lurks, if you're listening, man, put your channel in the chat room so I can plug that.
Speaking of listening, where is everybody?
I know. It's weird. There's, like, hardly anybody in chat. I know Wyland's in there and Bernie and Lurks and a couple other people were in there earlier, but...
I found that apology, by the way. Did you want to hear that apology before you go in there?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so Peloton's apology. We constantly hear from our members how their lives have been meaningfully and positively impacted after purchasing or being gifted a Peloton bike or tread, often in ways that surprise them. Our holiday spot was created to celebrate that fitness and wellness journey. While we're disappointed in how some have misinterpreted this commercial, we encourage by and are grateful for the outpouring of support we've received from those who understand that we were trying to communicate. So here's your apology. While we were disappointed in how you looked at our commercial.
non-apology. Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, it's total non-apology for sure, man. Okay, so we talked about a little bit about Medicare for All and how, you know, Bernie wants to add dental into that. Because like you said, Breakman, I mean, who the fuck can afford? Like you just said it. You ran out of money, right? On your dental thing, you reached your limit. Which, why should there be a fucking limit? Sometimes shit happens. You know, what would happen if you got in an accident and you needed to extensive dental work? It's only going to cover up to a certain amount of money, right? How the fuck are you going to afford the rest of it? What if you needed implants? What if you needed, you know, dentures? Like honestly, like,
that's how my fucking insurance is going to work.
Yeah, and if you have no insurance like me, what are you supposed to do? I mean, it's horrible. So anyways,
every other year that my workplace switches insurance companies, so
right,
various different coverages.
You're beholden to them. You can't quit your job because you have fucking insurance. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one thing that ties you to your fucking job is your health insurance and your you know, dental and all that other shit. Yeah. And it fucking sucks. And it employers hate it because then they have to pay for some of that stuff.
Yep.
Well, if you take that away from everybody and everybody pays a little bit more in taxes, I know people don't like that, you know, thing, you know, where you pay more taxes, but you pay a little bit more, but you save all the deductible money and you save all of, you know, the co-pays. And
I think the thing with taxes is not that people really truly hate paying taxes. It's that as long as they've taken taxes, the government takes it and spends it in ways that they didn't tell you they were going to spend it.
Yes.
It's very different from the extreme libertarian view of how taxes are theft. Taxes aren't theft because there's a reason that taxes exist, and that reason makes sense. The problem isn't that there's taxes. The problem is the government doesn't know how to use them.
Yeah, right. That and then rich people get 50 million, like, loopholes where they don't pay taxes, and now corporations are in on it too because Amazon didn't pay taxes last year.
Corporate welfare.
what you call it? Domino's didn't pay taxes. All these big Exxon Mobil didn't pay a fucking penny in taxes. Which tell me that's fair because those motherfuckers get more welfare than all of the America combined. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's getting ridiculous. I know we talked about corporate tax rates before, Breakman, and we kind of argue. But I think one thing we can both agree, corporations should pay their fair share of taxes instead of zero taxes. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say my argument is coming from the point of a non-broken system to you, too. Like, well, our system is completely broken right now.
So. Right. Now, if all the loopholes were done and nobody could use those fucking loopholes, and, you know, corporations were paying their fair fucking share. Like, in my estimation, like, I went through this and I know I put up a chart. Back in the 50s, the rate was at 71%, and the economy was never better than in the 50s. Like, it really wasn't. That was the golden age of the economy in the United States. And now look at us. Like, 1% hold more than 50% of the wealth in this country. It's fucking ridiculous. It's really weird. And working people, you know, get screwed. They always do. I'm looking at what Weiland put in chat here.
Somebody's making a Metal Gear Solid movie.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be really cool. I'd be okay.
Why does it have to be Metal Gear Solid? Why can't it just be Metal Gear? I mean,
maybe it will be. You know, you never know.
But it depends on whose fingers are in the pot. You know, makes it.
Bernie said she got a. Bernie fell the other day and hit her head. Right. we couldn't fucking go to the doctor. I mean, we made sure that she wasn't going to, like, pass out and die on anybody. But we couldn't, like, take her to the emergency room because how much would that have been for us with no insurance? I have no insurance. Right. And Bernie doesn't get insurance until January. So, you know, whatever. But anyways, that leads into my sweeto of the week. Bernie Sanders is winning in California.
Because if any Metal Gear needs an adaptation, it's the original Metal Gear because they basically retconned the story of the original game so that the story in Metal Gear Solid could work.
Yeah. So, yeah, my sweeto is Bernie's leading in California. California has like 400 delegates, and you need 1,900. If Bernie fucking wins California, he's going to win the whole fucking thing, man. And I have a feeling he's going to win Iowa, New Hampshire. That's going to translate into Nevada and California. Super Tuesday. If he wins California on Super Tuesday, then we're going to the fucking White House. Everybody. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to get Medicare for all day one. But if anybody's going to fight for it, it's going to be Bernie. And if people oppose the president of the United States, Bernie said already he's going to primary. He's going to go to every city, state where these people are located, and he's going to tell people why these people are not right for their county. So I'm encouraged. A lead in California is huge. I don't care what anybody says. So I'm excited. I mean, for me, it's Bernie or bust, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Breakman, I think you did your sweeto already, right? With your tooth. Eric, did you have a sweeto?
Not really.
All right.
But my biggest problem with the Metal Gear Solid franchise isn't has anything to do with the games. It's the fact that whenever there's conversation about Metal Gear, it always invariably is about Metal Gear Solid and never the other games.
Weiland, that's really strange. Kojima is consulting on it. How can he consult on a
you make sure they don't screw up the story too much
on a Konami project? That's really weird to me. He doesn't own Metal Gear. That's really weird, but whatever. All right, let's move on to ooh, that's a good question, Weiland. He says, I wonder who he has in mind for Snake. Who would you guys cast as Snake in a live movie? Break, who would you cast?
They can't get you-know-who because he's too old now. So Kurt Russell's out. And so who would be a good replacement who's kind of like Kurt Russell?
What about Liam Hemsworth? I'd put Liam Hemsworth in there. He's Chris Hemsworth's brother, Thor's brother, basically.
Oh yeah, Hemsworth. Okay.
Yeah, why not Liam Hemsworth? I think he could fit the part.
Yeah. I mean, he's skinnier than Chris, but I don't think is he muscular at all?
Yeah, he is. How about here's another? I was
Wyatt thinking, Russell. Is he his son or something?
But I don't know. Let's see. What is that movie? Overlord. There's a guy in Overlord that I thought could be like if they ever redid like Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York. The guy from Overlord. Let me see if I could find
Dude. The main protagonist.
Yeah. The. Hold on. I'll tell you his name in a second. He's not. I mean, I guess he's. Yeah, Wyatt Russell. That's the guy. Yeah. Is that Wyatt Russell is Kurt Russell's son? That's crazy. Yeah, this is the guy, Wyatt Russell, man. That's weird, Weiland. I totally didn't know that was him. But I saw this guy in Overlord, and I was like, man, that guy looks a lot like Snake Plissken. I had no idea that was Russell's son. Kurt Russell's son.
But it's Snake Plissken Jr.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Who would you pick, Break?
I guess it depends on if they're going like with the older Snake or a younger Snake.
Well, it'd have to be younger, right?
Right. If they're going with somebody younger, I think it'd be somebody like that I don't know. It'd be somebody new, you know.
Like Wyatt Russell.
Exactly. Somebody I don't know. So yeah. Wyatt Russell fits the bill.
If anybody's ever seen Overlord. It's a good movie. It's about it's sort of like a movie about an alternative World War II history, like we talked about earlier, but with zombies. It was fun.
Not many people remember what Snake looked like in Metal Gear 2, because when most people play Metal Gear 2, they probably played it through Subsistence, and they changed the artwork, and he used to look like Sylvester Stallone, which was hilarious to me. And Big Boss looked like Sean Connery.
That is so weird. I had no idea that Wyatt Russell, because all during Overlord, I'm looking at this Wyatt Russell guy, and I'm like, God, he looks a lot like Snake Plissken. Or he could play Snake Plissken if they redid the movie, or, you know, stuff like that. That's funny, man. Okay. All right. Did I ask you, Eric, who you would pick to be Snake in a movie?
I'm going to go with your choice based on that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my real question, guys. I thought a lot about the Democratic primary and how, you know, we've talked about it a lot here on the show. But voting, to vote or not to vote, all right? That's the question. Are you planning on voting? And if so or if not, why? And I think I'll start with you, Eric. Are you planning on voting?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Why are you planning on voting? I'm not going to ask you specifically.
You're talking about in the primary.
In the primaries, not about
the main election.
No, I'm not talking about the main election. But we could talk about that after. That could be the second part. Are you planning on voting or not voting in the Democratic primary? And if so or if not, why? And then in the general election, are you planning on voting? And I'll start with you Eric.
Because I want Bernie to win, so I want him to get the nomination.
Okay, so yes on the Democratic primary and on obviously yes in the general, right?
Mm.
Okay. Breakman, you're up.
I'd say no in the primary, yes in the main election.
Okay, so no in the Democratic. Why no in the Democratic primary?
Well, for one thing, like there's just to me, it doesn't matter who you pick. They've already picked somebody.
I agree with you, but I think there's a wrench in that system, break. But okay, so you do plan. So for you, it's vote. Is it vote blue no matter who, like type thing?
No, it's not. It's not also that. It's when I registered in Ohio, you had to choose between Democrat and Republican. I was registered Republican.
Got you.
So I don't think I can even vote in the Democratic
primary. I got you. Okay. All right. And then, so how does that work? You're registered as a Republican, break, and can you vote? Like, let's say Bernie Sanders wins, right? The Democratic nomination. Can you vote for Bernie Sanders based on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had the option as a Republican to vote for Democrats before, not just as president, but in other positions. Like I said, like the last election, I voted straight Democrat just as a fuck you to Trump and everybody who votes for Trump, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Here's my take on it. I'm not a vote blue no matter who person anymore. I used to be. Like, you know, I was big when Obama got nominated, and, you know, his whole thing was hope and change, right? Hope and change. And for a lot of people of color, that's what it was. It was a chance for hope and change. And guess what? It didn't turn out that way.
Poo-pooed on.
I will never, ever vote for somebody that I am not 100% sure is committed to doing the right thing and making progressive changes in the country. Therefore, I will not be voting for Joe Biden in the Democratic primary. I will not be voting for Amy Klobuchar or Elizabeth Warren or anybody else, and especially not Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg to me is the worst, right side by side with Biden. I will be voting for Bernie Sanders. And the more people that vote for him, the better chance we have at change. Now, he could do a 180, you know, when he gets into office, and he could be, but 40 years of solid history and doing the right thing. And people like to criticize Bernie for saying that he never got anything accomplished in the Senate is absolute horseshit, because there was a lot of times when he didn't even put his name on bills that he created, so other people could take credit for it, including Republicans. So Bernie's the right person for the job. He was 4 years ago, and he is right now. So I'm voting for him now because I want shit to change. Anybody else, there's going to be no change. It'll be more of the same. Most of the people listed will lose against Trump, including Joe Biden, I believe, would lose against Trump. So for me, it's not vote blue no matter who. It's vote Bernie no matter who. And he's the guy that definitely can beat Trump, as most polls show. He's the only person that can beat Trump consistently in almost every poll that I've seen. So, yeah, he's the guy. Bernie is the guy, and should have been the guy 4 years ago. So, Weiland says that Wyatt Russell should be in peak shape by the time they make the Solid Snake movie, because he's going to be U.S. agent in Winter Soldier and the Falcon. Oh, really? That's fucking cool. Wyatt was in Escape from L.A.? I didn't know that. Oh, he played an orphan. He's also in Soldier? Jesus Christ. I like Soldier. Soldier's a good movie. All right, so and guess what? If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, I really don't care who wins. I'm not going to vote. And people tried to say, well, you're the reason why Trump won last time. Last time I voted for fucking Hillary Clinton, and I regret that fucking vote. I wish I could take it back, but I can't. But this time around, if Bernie doesn't win it, I'm not voting. And as far as I'm concerned, the system's already halfway burned. It might as well burn all the way. Like, what else can we do? You know, what else can anybody do? And that's just my feelings on it. And it doesn't make me a bad person. I had somebody on Twitter try to shame me for not voting and say that I was going to be the reason that Trump got into a second term. And I'm like, nope. Establishment Democrats and Republicans are the reason why Trump's in office, not because I didn't vote. So fucking whatever. All right.
Yeah, because she did win the popular vote.
She did. She won the popular vote, and it didn't matter because the Cheetos still got in. And there's a lot of problems. And I agree with what you're saying, Breakman, that they seem to have already chosen, but they haven't. I mean, they pick and choose, like, as the primary goes on. All the way it was Biden, Biden, Biden.
This senile old man is going to get it because, like, they've already anointed him. I don't know anything. Just say all I can say is just. Yeah.
You know, here's the thing though, Breakman. There's cracks in the armor, and they're freaking out. The establishment is freaking out on the Democratic side because Bernie's surging. He's leading in. There was a couple of polls showing him leading or very close to the lead in Iowa. He's leading in New Hampshire. He's leading in Nevada. He's leading in California. And they're getting nervous. So that's why the billionaires got in. But what they're doing is they're taking votes away from Biden. Biden is tanking like I knew he would. The only thing that I'm afraid of, the only person that I'm afraid of in this primary is Pete Buttigieg, who's an absolute disaster and a piece of trash racist. And if you don't believe me, look at his record in South Bend and the bullshit that's going on in South Bend, Indiana. Plus, he's not qualified to be president of the United States at all. So,
well, anybody's more qualified than the guy we have right now.
Biden is not qualified either.
No, right? I'm not saying anybody. I'm not saying he's qualified. I'm saying the guy we've got in there now is the emotional and mental capacity of what, like a 5-year-old?
Yeah. Which should make people want to pick the right person for the job. You know what I mean? Like
it
you should, can't,
but it doesn't, because there are still people who are want to turn off and shove their heads up their asses and not listen.
Yep. Exactly. That's exactly right, man. But like I said, on the encouraging side, Breakman, Bernie's leading everywhere almost. So the more delegates, if he gets to 1,900 delegates, the first go round, it's over. He's the nominee. And then we can concentrate on beating Trump. And I'm pretty, I'm like 99% certain that Bernie can beat Trump easily, like a landslide.
I just like to also call bullshit on all the fucking Republicans not running primaries in a lot of states.
Yep, that's I agree.
A bunch of horse shit.
Yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't agree with you more.
That's just like he's our king. There's nobody we can get who can possibly be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine, yeah, which is bullshit. There have been better Republicans in the past. Not very many, but there have been some principled Republicans.
Anybody's better than Trump. I mean, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
My pubic hairs are a better president than Trump.
yeah, exactly.
I mean, they could be if they were elected.
Yeah.
Maybe so, we should trip Trump into getting his asshole sunned.
Oh my God.
I bet you he does sun his asshole, man. I mean, you know, but...
Did you hear he's still blaming the incandescent, or the, I'm sorry, the LED bulbs for making him look orange? He wants to go back to incandescent bulbs. He's still talking about this shit.
Well, he's also still talking about how global warming is a hoax. I mean, 99% of the scientists in the world are like, are you stupid? Like, it's not a hoax, you know? It's like, come on, man. He's an idiot. But anyways, I think that's about it. Oh, I want to mention next week, guys. I'll just mention it on the show for the listeners as well. Next week, we're going to do our Game of the Year edition. So we're going to be picking our RPG of the Year, Game of the Year, and also the best game we played regardless of year next week, because some of us, I'm not mentioning any names myself, really haven't played any new games, so I understand that. So if we haven't, but we'll be doing our edition of Game of the Year next week. So
we've got like 3 more weeks of the year.
Yeah, but then we got Star Wars stuff, and then we got Christmas stuff, and that's then we true. Got you know all that's kinds true. Of stuff. So there's, I mean, it's jam packed the rest of the year break. So it'll work better if we do this next week. So, and I definitely do not want to get into spoiler territory on the Star Wars movie, because I know we're all planning on watching it. So we'll give it a week. Like we'll watch it opening weekend.
We'll do it. We'll do spoilers not live, and then we'll do so we can get it out of our system. Then we'll do it again. Oh my god! The next
you guys are killing me, man. Like
I just can't hold it in. No,
yeah.
Just,
no. You guys better hold it in, because I couldn't get tickets till the 22nd. So no spoilers on Star Wars until the following week after.
So is Star Wars the 13th or is it the 20th?
The 20th. The 19th and 20th is the first. The 19th is actually the first day you can see it, but I'm not going to see it until Sunday. So I want zero spoilers, you son of a bitches. I know you guys are going to be itching to talk about it, but fuck.
I'm going to take my last vacation day off the day before I see that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, not the day before, the day. I'm going to see the movie before I take my vacation day.
Oh,
because I want the whole day to think about it after I've seen it.
Yeah, there you go. Let's take a week to kind of breathe it in and think about it before we make our review and stuff.
I don't want to wait.
How dare you, Breakman. The one time I want to see a fucking Star Wars movie, and you want to fucking...
I'll tell you what. Me and Break will record a special spoiler cast.
How dare you?
Put it up for anybody who wants to listen to it.
No, because
we don't have to worry about talking about it at all.
How dare you? How dare you? I want to talk about it, but I want to talk about it after I fucking see it. I don't want you assholes ruining it for me. Or guess what? I'm going to sentence you guys to some perineum sunning if you do that, son of bitches.
I don't have to do that, assholes. Though.
Son of a bitches, man. You guys are going to ruin it for me, aren't you? I know you son of a bitches are going to see it on... Yeah, look at fucking Wyland in chat. I'm seeing it on the 19th. Ooh. Yeah.
I
guess what, Wyland?
I'm paying for advanced tickets, but then again, maybe I should.
You know what Wyland's going to get? I don't think I've ever done this to Wyland, but Wyland, you just watch the screen, sir. And
I am
that is
not
going to
see this movie in my local theater, though. I am going to much nicer theaters this time.
You're going what?
To a much nicer theater than I usually do.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine. I hope you got your message, Wyland, you son of a bitch.
So I might have to actually get my tickets in advance. That's why.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I got mine for the 22nd, so anybody that spoils fucking Star Wars for me can, you know, you're getting an automatic exile. So, and that includes anybody on fucking Twitter. If you're listening, you ruined anything for me on fucking Twitter, I swear to God, to the moon, Alice, to the fucking moon, I'm going to... Ooh, ooh. Hell hath no fury.
But.
Go perineum sun your butt. That's what I'm saying. Break, man, you son of a bitch. All right. Anybody got anything else before we end the show?
No. This is what will happen if we spoil it for Frank. He's gonna send us the special, isn't he?
I'm gonna send you videos of people perineum sunning. That's
I'm talking about the Star Wars special.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I think I could laugh at people sun their taint. That sounds pretty good. Let's do that.
Yours will be all ugly, fat, ugly guys, and straight on, Break Man. I'll make sure that the videos are straight on, so that way you can get a full glimpse of what they're looking at while they're looking at the sun. Son of a bitch. All right,
that sounds like a plan.
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you enjoy fat, ugly guys? Anyway, you know what I'll do? I will send you a video of Freak 5 perineum sunning. How about that?
Let's do this.
I will send you a video of Wilford Brimley perineum sunning. How about that? Nothing? I got you? Did I get you?
No, is he still... I don't think he's still alive.
Oh, exactly. Do you want that video, Break?
Well, I don't think that's possible if he's dead. You can't tan dead.
Do you want that video? Do you want that video, Break Man? Do you want that video? Do you really want me to go to those links to get that video to show you, Break Man? Think about this. Do you really want that video? Do you, punk?
Yes,
you son of a bitch. I have to think of, okay, how about this? Bea Arthur. Well, she's dead too. Shit.
She's been dead for a while. Like, that'd be death and skeleton.
God damn it. Who's like really ugly that I could like new lore, Break Loves, POV, perineum sunning videos. Oh, look, Wilford Brimley is still alive. So there you go.
Oh, he is still alive. That is, oh my God, really?
There you go. You want that? Do you really want that?
I was about to suggest, what's his name?
Okay. Roseanne Barr.
Now,
Roseanne Barr.
Ooh, no, I'm out.
Okay. Even better, Donald Trump.
Uh-huh. Definitely out.
Okay. There you go. So if you don't want that, then you know what's coming. Actually, all right.
You know what I take back? If he's going to burn himself, that might be fun to watch.
It might. You would like a video of him like putting aloe on his butthole?
No, I don't want to see the aloe. I just want to see him sitting there, tanning there, like laying back, enjoying himself. Like, oh,
I'm glad I haven't eaten yet.
And then he falls asleep. He falls asleep and he wakes up like 6 hours later and there's been no clouds in the sky.
Like, and what was that police academy when they were like the dude was like tanning and they put like suntan lotion to say dork on his chest and shit.
Right.
And yeah, exactly. Wouldn't that be funny if somebody like he fell asleep and somebody put like little like flower, like it, you know, like little, like made it look like a little flower or something on his butt with like tanning lotion. Ugh. Ugh. Anyways, all right.
But he gets like, you know, really bad burns from like he's like John Candy in Summer Rental. Like that bad burn.
Yeah, exactly. But just on his ass and butthole area.
Oh yeah, and his balls too.
And balls. Balls, yeah,
got to be burned.
Of course. So of course.
Burned. I have a question.
Okay, we have an answer.
With Star Wars.
I mean, they're tiny, so.
Do you think Baby Yoda will be the next Tickle Me Elmo next year?
I hope so.
I love Baby Yoda. Because
like they did sell dolls, but like they probably weren't prepared for it, which is why they sold out. So.
No, they definitely were not prepared for it. I'm surprised they didn't see this coming.
I know they didn't see it coming, man. That Baby Yoda is like the cutest fucking thing ever, man.
Like, I can't believe they didn't see this coming. Like they... for instance, remember how the Pogs, they thought those were going to be like the big thing and stuff, mm-hmm. like that. They're okay. Nobody really threw head over heels for them or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell you honestly,
Baby Yoda, come on, man.
Yeah,
I want a Baby Yoda plushie. Yeah. Or Build-A-Bear or something.
That's
my own Baby Yoda.
Bernie wants a Baby Yoda plushie for sure. She started a mini collection of plushies, and I'm looking at them right now. One is of Godzilla, which is adorable. One is of Freddy Krueger, which is, I guess, adorable, I guess. I don't know. Ash from Evil Dead and Beetlejuice. So she's got an eclectic, weird... Oh, I forgot Cardinal Copia from Ghost. And she's also got Lady and the Tramp plushies. So, yeah, she's got a little mini collection of plushies, and that would fit.
I don't want a Funko Pop of Baby Yoda. Screw that nonsense.
I do.
I don't want a toy. I want my own Baby Yoda.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, fucking A. As soon as they start selling those fuckers, break, I'm first in line. I'm getting one of those. Weiland says pre-orders are live for Pops and the stuffed version. Stuff? What stuff?
He better come force equipped too, because if my Baby Yoda doesn't know the Force, I'm literally pissed.
All Yodas come equipped.
Have to send him fucking back to the store. Like, this is bullshit.
I thought you were the big Star Wars.
My Baby Yoda's defective.
Breakman, I thought you were the Star Wars aficionado on the show. You should know that all of Yoda species is tied into the Force. So, just thought I'd let you know that. God, man, dropping knowledge, man. All right, anything else, guys, before we end the show?
I'm just waiting for my Force image to kill you from behind.
You can't kill me, man.
Kill it now. What the hell's taking so long?
People have tried, and it doesn't work. All right, I think that's about it for this week, guys. All right, of course we have a bunch of stuff for next week, like the game of the year stuff and all that. But we're going to have a good three shows before the end of the year. So, you can't. Bernie says you can't kill the devil. Breakman, can't kill the devil. So there you go. All right, let's do our plugs. Let's start with Breakman. Plug away.
You can follow me at RPGrinders on Twitter and at Break_man on Twitter. So that's it.
Okay. Yay. All right. They do have a plushie. We got to get that. Sweet. All right, Eric, your plugs.
You can find my I got a Patreon where I write reviews for games, and it would also help me with this show. And if I get more money, I'd have more time and the ability to make more YouTube videos again or whatever, despite how I feel about YouTube. I'd still want to make videos and put them somewhere. So,
okay. Anything else, Eric?
My Patreon's in my Twitter account at EricRPG, and through me as little as a dollar would help. So that's all.
Yeah, give Eric some love on his Patreon. He does good work. So, all right. You can follow me on the Twitter. I just saw the Yoda plushie, the Baby Yoda plushie, and it's fucking adorable. Jesus Christ, man.
How much?
Okay. It's like $25, man. It's just really expensive, but whatever. Okay. So you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems. RP Grinders on PS4. RP Grinders on the Xbox and the Switch. So that's where you can follow me, et cetera, et cetera. Let's see. Watch Overlord. It's a good movie. We talked about it today with Wyatt Russell, who I had no clue was, the son of Kurt Russell. Thanks, Weiland. That's knowledge I did not fucking... I don't know how I didn't put that together, because I was watching Overlord, and I'm like, God, that dude looks a lot like he could play Snake Plissken in a remake of
Did he name him after Wyatt or
probably his role in fucking Tombstone? That would be awesome.
That's what I'm thinking he did.
Yeah.
I think we need to check his birth date.
Yeah, exactly. 86 he was born, I think. I saw that he was born in 86.
Oh, he was born in 86. That was before Tombstone. Tombstone's mid-90s.
Yeah, mid-90s. Yeah, for sure. Maybe he just liked Wyatt Earp, and that's why he did it. So, okay. I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else. Oh, thanks everybody in chat. I know Wyland was in there. Not very many were in there. Lurks was in there earlier. Or he's still in there now. Commander Root was in there. Another TV viewer is in there. Bernie, of course, was in there. And I saw Bloodluster was in there earlier and someone else. I can't remember. But and all the archive listeners, thank you all so much. Really appreciate it. Especially the Twitch archive listeners. Twitch is... Man, that's the place where we get the most views and listens and stuff like that. So appreciate everybody on Twitch, YouTube, a few, anybody listening on YouTube. Thank you guys so much as well. So anything else, gentlemen? No?
No.
All right.
No.
Yeah. Make sure and send Breakman questions to at RP Grinders.
Nobody does.
Especially...
The online community calls it Baby Yoda, but the official name for this thing is called The Child, because it doesn't have a name yet.
It's fucking Baby Yoda. Don't...
I don't think the baby's ever going to get a name either.
It's Baby Yoda.
And unless maybe next season they're like, there's an outcry for a name or something.
It's fucking Baby Yoda. God damn it. It's Baby Yoda. It's a clone of Yoda.
I don't think they would even know who Yoda is.
It's a clone of Yoda.
There's no way Mandalorian knows who Yoda is.
No, Mandalorian doesn't, but it's a clone of fucking Yoda. Didn't you see that dude with the clone shit on his sleeve and shit? Like that, it's a clone. It's obvious. It's a fucking clone of Yoda or that other one that they showed in, what was it, Phantom Menace 1? Or I can't remember, but anyways. Yeah, so thanks everybody for listening. Let's see, what? I'll send Bernie says she'll send uncomfortable sex questions next week, Break. So you might get a few.
All right, cool.
Yeah, he's like, cool, right on.
Well, as long as it's not about burning my taint.
Yeah, please, Bernie, especially send him perineum sunning questions because he will answer those all day.
How do I properly tan my taint?
Should I put peroxide before I perineum sun? Should I put aloe vera? What is the problem?
No, you want to put butter.
Butter.
In your tank.
Butter.
Before you lay directly in the sun.
Canola oil, you know.
Yes. Yeah, that's good. You're canola.
Yeah.
Oil of any sort is good.
Lemon juice, you know, salt, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. Enemas, yeah, you can do an enema right before, so that way you have a chance of shitting while you burn your butthole, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading the description of the child. It says the baby's 50 years old, so it has a protracted growth period.
How dare you, Wyland? It is a clone. It's a clone of Yoda, damn it. I'm saying it right here.
I'm not arguing with him, Wyland. I'm letting him go.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you, Breakman? It's a clone. It's Yoda's clone.
Yoda is like 500 years old.
It looks like
he ages really slowly.
Yeah, it's fucking Yoda's clone, man. There's never okay. It's Yoda and Yaddle, one or the other. It's got to be because look, it's either their baby or it's a clone of one of those motherfuckers. Because I've never seen another Yoda, part of that species in all of Star Wars.
They're probably like the last of their kind.
Well, so then what I said is correct. It's a fucking clone. Thank you very much. I'm right again, as always. But anyways, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week when we discuss more things Star Wars. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. How did I know you were going to bring that cowbell? At least it's not harmonica.
Yeah, I was going to do it.
Don't you do it, Breakman. Don't you fucking do it.
I can't.
Thank you, Jesus.
Something just said.
Oh, God damn it. Son of a bitch, you're exiled. Ugh. Oh, you suck, Breakman.